swamped. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How much oil is actually leaking into the Gulf? No one knows. I'll say this. It's beginning to look like no number is too high.
It was initially no oil, then 1,000 barrels a day, then 5,000 barrels a day, then 12 to 20. Now the new government estimate is 25 to 30,000 barrels of oil a day.
It is so much oil, BP is having trouble finding tankers big enough to hold it all. And this is a gift to critics of the oil industry. They're finally going to get to stick it to a big oil company. Environmentalists, too, they're going to get some of the tougher environmental regulations they've always wanted. But as the estimates grow from 10,000 to 20,000 barrels, I saw one estimate of 50,000 barrels a day.
At that rate, we're talking about an Exxon Valdez-type spill every few days in the Gulf of Mexico.
When you hear that, there's another message seeping out, a message which the environmentalists and the anti-oilists probably don't want to hear. Which is, if just one well can spew that much oil, how can anyone argue we're running out? And here's the other inconvenient reality. I've read articles saying that this cleanup will be so huge it will exceed the value of BP as a company. Well, if that's true, and if we want BP to pay the entire cost of cleaning it all up, there's only one way it can afford to, and it won't be by selling windmills or solar cells. BP will have to drill for even more oil. Because it sure sounds like there's plenty down there, doesn't it? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.